T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie, it is 94 WIP. Doug Peterson, day after press conference today at 12:30. We'll also talk to Eagles running back Miles Sanders at 11:45. And right now we go out on the Swartz Culleton guest line. If you're injured at work, get justice. Call Swartz Culleton at 800-JUSTICE, as we do every Tuesday at this time. Of course, today one of the rare times where it's the day after the game to talk to Eagles broadcaster Mr. Mike Wick.
Brought to you by the Parks Casino Sportsbook app. New users, download the app or go to parkscasino.com/PA. Use promo code QUICK82 for your first bet risk-free up to $500. You must be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, let's welcome him. Mike, I got to tell you, man, I thought the dream team was bad, but this is a whole new level of bad for Eagles football. It's a recurring nightmare every week.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to watch some of the stuff that we're seeing week in and week out. And, at least we have football, but it is painful.
It's awful. Mike, can you imagine if the crowd was there last night, how rough that would have been?
You know, I thought about that. And, in fact, in that first Seattle drive where the Eagles stopped them on the goal line, that would have been great for the crowd because that would have been a big stimulus boost for the entire football team. The crowd would have gone crazy. And even their second possession, when they try to go for it on fourth down again, can you imagine what the link would have been like if you've got 65,000 in there?
Right.
Yeah, but then fast forward to when the Eagles have the ball.
Yeah, but then it started to unravel.
No question. All right, Mike, there's so much to break down here of the game and the season. Let's start with this, because this is something John and I have actually not even covered yet. What, in your opinion, is the purpose of inserting Jalen Hurts for a play, which was a successful completion, by the way, only to then pull him out? And by the way, when they put him back in for one other play, it's a running play and no other plays. What's the point?
I don't know if there is a real point other than to try something that will ignite the offense, something that will spark these guys, some positive play. And you're right. It was the positive, the outcut. He threw it in good timing in a good spot, and they moved the ball a little bit, still didn't have a first down, but then right away Carson comes back onto the field. So I didn't get the point there.
What can be done to fix this offense?
Oh, my gosh. There's so many issues, quite honestly, I believe. And it really begins with the protection, mm-hmm. which wasn't very good. And then, again, you have to go back to quarterback play, which is spotty. Every now and then, you know, he'll have a good play, but then there are too many times when the ball probably should have gone to a different receiver, or the ball mm-hmm. is not in the right place, or it doesn't come out on time. There's so many things in this offense. And then even the receivers play last night, guys, I was really disappointed. And some of the route runs, a lot of man covers that they were facing, and just unable to get separation and not running good routes versus man coverage. And, you know, a young guy like Jalen Reagan has all the talent in the world, but it has to be nurtured the right way. And, you know, when he's in the slot and just rather than giving the guy a move at the line of scrimmage, just trying to outrun a guy, it doesn't work in this league. You got to be able to maneuver defensive backs so that you get the upper hand, so that you can then use your speed and get leverage on him. But to just try and run away from a guy at the line of scrimmage, that doesn't really work that well in this league.
It's amazing that, beginning of the season, I'm thinking to myself, wow, Aaron Moorhead's doing a good job. And these receivers seem like they're better off than they were in years past. we've had four receivers coaches now in 4 years, it seems, and it doesn't seem like they're improving in that front. Like, you're saying it's like a technique thing. Is it the technique that's being taught that's faulty, or is it the players themselves just aren't that good?
Well, I think it's more understanding what you need to do in situations. And patience is a big thing when you're a receiver, especially in press coverage. You have to have the patience to get the guy to set that corner up and put him in a position that's going to be advantageous to you. And I'm not seeing that.
They're not strategizing.
They're in too big of a hurry to try and get down the field without setting the guy up before they make that move to get down the field.
Mike, when you watch these games, do you more feel bad for Doug Peterson, or are you more annoyed at Doug Peterson?
I don't think either are. I'm not feeling bad for him. I'm not annoyed. There are times when I think that the decision-making should be different from what I'm seeing, but I still get back to, if guys do what they're supposed to do, plays will work.
What is this offense good at?
I don't think they have anything really that they can hang their hat on and say that this is our bread and butter stuff right now. You know, when you have a defense and like last night, you've got a guy like Jamal Adams who, you know, they move him around. He doesn't have a particular assignment other than to be disruptive. And I thought about how LT would play in the defense with the Giants, where everyone that would have assignments, but LT would just kind of freelance and just blow up the offense, blow up plays. And that's kind of what they're doing with Jamal Adams. And too many times he wasn't accounted for.
Right.
Mike, is it better for this organization if this year's team misses the playoffs? I mean, top five pick, you think about it. 99, they get Donovan, decade of success. 2013, they get Lane Johnson, one of the great offensive linemen in team history, top five. 2017, they get Carson Wentz. Obviously, it's bad now, but they did win a Super Bowl 2 years after drafting him, and he was a big part of helping them get there. Are they better off missing the playoffs?
I don't know if they're better off, because here's my thing. I want to see them win every game that they play. I'm hoping that they can beat Green Bay in Green Bay. I know it's, you know, wishful thinking, and there's a chance that they can. I want to see them win every game, whether it gets them into the playoffs or not. The playoffs, to me, is not that big of a deal this year, especially. It's not really about getting to the playoffs. It's about trying to get this thing back on track. And right now, it's so derailed, I don't know how you get it back on track other than breaking it down and just start from the nuts and bolts to try and build this thing back up.
How did you think Jason Peters played at guard?
Spotty.
Yeah.
I thought there are a few times that he looked really, really good. And then there are other times, you know, when you see an offensive lineman and he's completely turned his back to the line of scrimmage and he's looking back at the quarterback.
Yeah.
You know that there's a problem. You know that somewhere along the way he's missed his assignment.
Yeah.
And there are a couple of times you saw that out of JP last night where he's turned completely around going back towards the quarterback.
Yeah.
And that means that his guy is already passed by him and is in the face of the quarterback.
Yeah, just unbelievable. So was Darius Slay bad in coverage against DK Metcalf, or is DK Metcalf just that good?
DK Metcalf is must-see TV. Mm-hmm. That's who he is right now. And Darius Slay, I know Jalen Ramsey had a pretty good day against him when they played against those guys. But
yeah, sure did.
He's just a different breed, and he's not a guy that you're going to put any one man on, and that man is going to stop him or even slow him down. Slay was in great position on several of those passes. But DK Metcalf, just bigger, he's stronger, and he can out-muscle you. He can run faster than everybody. He's just a freak of nature. And to me, he is must-see TV. When he's playing, I want to watch him play. That's how much I respect the way he plays the game.
Mike, what DK Metcalf said after the game, after dominating the Eagles, that Jim Schwartz told him before the game, you know, you're not Megatron yet. Is that just a flat-out dumb thing for Schwartz to say? I mean, just take us inside the mindset of a player, which you were obviously for years at a great level. Like, is that banter that's normal and acceptable, or is that just flat-out dumb by Jim Schwartz?
I tell you what, if I'm the player and I hear that, I love it because it just fuels me. Mm-hmm. It just makes me want to rip your heart out if I'm the player and I hear that. And Jim Schwartz didn't. I think Jim Schwartz is just thinking about his years in Detroit and watching Megatron. Megatron was an unbelievable player. But I would say this young man is butting up on that type of play each and every week now.
Yeah, I'm with you. Who's worse, the Eagles or the Cowboys?
Wow. It's a toss-up.
Mike, we'll let you off the hook by getting this one. Who's worse, Wentz or Hurts? Let me put it
Hurts is not ready.
Let's get to that. John has a theory that Hurts gets beat up if he gets in there, and he's broken.
He's not ready. He's not ready yet. I mean, you can put him in, and you can have him run certain plays, but I don't think he's ready for the full package. I don't think if he's in that game running every play, I don't think he's going to be able to make all the adjustments necessary, especially when it's a different style of defense that you haven't seen. When you've got a Jamal Adams who's lining up everywhere, he's inside, he's outside, he's on the left side, right side, and they're doing so many things on the back end of that defense that you're just not used to seeing. I don't know if he's ready for that.
All right, but here's the natural follow-up. Two things. One, I think it gives the Eagles a window on what he has and doesn't have and makes a stronger foundation that they can work off of to know if they need to draft a quarterback in April. And two, Mike, if he plays five games, doesn't that make him a better quarterback week one of September of 2021 if they choose to start him right out of the gate? I mean, wouldn't he be better next year if he plays five games this year?
So then are you saying that you're giving up on your quarterback?
I've long given up.
Yeah, if you're doing that, then you're saying that you're ready to move on from your quarterback. Yeah, it will tell you a lot about Jalen Hurts. It'll tell you whether or not you can count on next year, moving him in, if it's the starter or moving him in slowly as the guy that's the apparent. But it says right now that you're moving on from the guy that you really deem as your franchise quarterback and you've invested a lot into.
Well, and it sounds like you are not willing to do that. I am not willing to do that, Mike.
I'm
sounds
not ready
like
for
you're
that.
In the same boat, right?
Yeah, Mike, I can't do it fast enough.
I've seen too much good, so I'm not. So yeah, I understand how poorly Carson's playing, but I'm not ready for that yet.
Yeah. All right, Mike, stay well, man. Thanks so much for coming on the show. We look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, guys. Take care.
There he is, Mike Quick on the Schwartz Cullerton guest line. Coming up, what DK Metcalf specifically said after the game about Jim Schwartz. It was late last night. You'll hear that. We'll rock all the calls. Also, 11:30, the Bad Award, and there's a lot of that to go around on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.